Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is wild. Trump continues to melt down over Jeffrey Epstein, and I joined friend of the show, Cameron Caskey, to break this down. You're watching the Adam Ockler channel. Make sure you subscribe for breaking news, debates, and more political content. Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Trump called getting invited to Epstein Island a privilege, and I'm Cameron from Bulwark, joined today by my friend Adam Ockler to talk about it. Adam, the Epstein cover-up is not going very well, is it?
You know, every time he opens his mouth, he makes the situation significantly worse. And I didn't even know the extent of his involvement. A few weeks ago, I was like, I don't know how much he was involved. They were clearly friends. But now I'm thinking he did some weird, weird shit, honestly.
Yeah, the harder he tries to make it seem like he wasn't very involved with Epstein, the more it seems to be clear that he was even more involved with Epstein than we all thought. Let's take a look at him talking about this.
I'm glad I did, if you want to know the truth. And by the way, I never went to the island. And Bill Clinton went there supposedly 28 times. I never went to the island, but Larry Summers, I hear, went there. He was the head of Harvard. And many other people that are very big people, nobody ever talks about them. I never had the privilege of going to his island. And I did turn it down, but a lot of people in Palm Beach were invited to his island. In one of my very good moments, I turned it down. I didn't want to go to his island. Yeah.
What? How is that a flex whatsoever? This is what he's basically saying. Listen, there are more photos of me with Jeffrey Epstein than I have of me with my own kids. I was best friends with him during the peak of his sex trafficking. I was sending him sexual innuendo letters during the peak of his sex trafficking. I rode on his jet. I had private parties with him, but I had the self-restraint not to go to his island. In fact, I never had the privilege, the honor of going to his island. Like, what the hell are you talking about, dude?
It's very Trump talking about it like that, because he is so used to using sort of aggrandizing words for things. And when he's talking about something that involves wealth and esteem and status, he just can't help himself but talk about how extraordinary it is. So this comes as no surprise. But I want to play one more clip. This is the president of the United States talking about how the worst scum on earth are the people who wanted to take a look into what was going on with Epstein. Let's have a look.
You have not been briefed on the Epstein files, or your name has not appeared in the Epstein files. But doesn't the AG have to tell you if your name is...
Well, I haven't been overly interested in it. You know, it's something, it's a hoax that's been built up way beyond proportion. I can say this, those files were run by the worst scum on earth. They were run by Comey. They were run by Garland. They were run by Biden and all of the people that actually ran the government, including the AutoPen. Those piles were run for 4 years by those people. If they had anything, I assume they would have released it. The whole thing is a hoax. They ran the files. I was running against somebody that ran the files. If they had something, they would have released. Now, they can easily put something in the files that's a phony. Like, as an example, Christopher Steele, a person you know well, happens to be from your country. But Christopher Steele, as an example, wrote a book, a dossier. We call it the fake news dossier. And the whole thing was a fake. The whole thing was a fake. They can put things in the file that are fake.
He really thinks he's got something with the AutoPen, which so many presidents used in order to make their process more efficient. But I guess part of his pointing away and distracting from the Epstein files is still beating this AutoPen thing to death. Is that all he's got?
That and the Russia thing. He sounds increasingly more like Heath Ledger's Joker every time he speaks. He's like, the world, it's a dangerous place. He sounds really, really demented. But it's really sickening because he's pointing, like you said, away to Obama, Biden, now Kamala, Hillary, Comey, Christopher Steele, anybody he can point away to deflect. But in doing so, he's kind of just revealing his main tactic, which is with the Roy Cohn thing, just point away and, you know, always deflect, never admit defeat. He did that during the 2020 election, never admitted that he was wrong. And now it's very, very transparent. He's trying to claim that Obama, rigged the 2016 election, but he's just conveniently opening this investigation now, a decade later, right when the Epstein stuff pops up. And in doing so, he's kind of muddying the waters for the general public. So this is the president of the United States, the president who you're supposed to trust and believe him, spreading QAnon conspiracy theories about Obama and former presidents committing treason. Now there's like the general public, a portion of the population will be like, listen, I don't really know who to believe. Both sides seem kind of corrupt. That's my fear, that if Obama were arrested and there were a mugshot, people would just be like, well, Trump had a mugshot. Like, both sides do this. And it's like, no, no, no. It is not both sides.
When leaders of countries that have really, really big and scary weapons are spreading conspiracy theories, it is very concerning. Bibi Netanyahu had a tweet where he was talking about how whenever there's a strong right-wing leader, the deep state of that country goes after them. And I'm like, dude, deep state conspiracies lead to very dangerous things. And you see references to things like that in the manifestos of mass shooters and everything. And perpetuating these types of things is so dangerous when it comes from world leaders, especially when there is a real conspiracy here, which is the Jeffrey Epstein conspiracy. That's not a conspiracy theory. That is a real conspiracy that I guess they don't want people to look into. Trump is trying to distract by doing all sorts of things. AI videos of Obama getting arrested. Now you see that he's going after Beyonce and Oprah for getting, quote, paid to endorse Kamala Harris. Now, for those of you who don't know, the Harris campaign had to pay for production costs for the events that they did with Beyonce and Oprah. So there was like $165,000 that the Harris campaign paid for, I think, the thing that they did with Oprah. But that wasn't them directly putting money in Oprah's pocket. Oprah and Beyonce don't fucking need money. Like, they're not going to be doing shit for Kamala Harris to get a paycheck that means absolutely nothing to them. But the Harris campaign had to cover the production costs, and Trump is taking that and saying these people were getting paid by the campaign to do this. Whereas the Trump campaign, if you want to investigate, you know, illegal and dangerous activities with finances for a campaign, let's look no further than Elon Musk and BlackRock with the Trump 2024 campaign. So this is obviously all a scam designed to distract people and everything. But to your point, I think Trump is just trying to hint at larger conspiracies. Tulsi Gabbard is perpetuating this as well. Tulsi Gabbard, who ran as a Democrat for president in very recent memory, is saying that Obama was involved with some sort of criminal activity with the Russia quote unquote hoax. And I'm just wondering, like, how far do you think he's going to go at this point to get people to stop talking about Epstein?
It's interesting because you see an acceleration of his authoritarianism as he gets more desperate to push this away. So in an attempt to push the Epstein story away, he's now posting AI videos of Obama being arrested and thrown in a jail cell, a clear attempt at distracting from, you know, his own Epstein stuff. So it's really scary seeing him accuse former presidents of treason. And the question about the deep state, you made a good point about the deep state. It's like, how far does this deep state go at this point? If Trump's first term ended up with him getting backstabbed by Mike Pence, that's his whole narrative, that Mike Pence didn't do what needed to be done. And Mike Pence was
fakest BFF in the world.
Yeah, that Mike Pence was like holding all the people around him, were giving him bad advice. So his second term, he then gets into office. And apparently the deep state is still so strong that even though Pam Bondi is the AG, Kash Patel is the FBI director, and then Dan Bongino is the deputy FBI director, there's still some deep state holding things back or trying to smear him or pull strings. There's always someone deeper. Have you ever heard this analogy or this joke? Somebody spent their entire life trying to find out who killed JFK, who assassinated JFK. Then when they get to heaven, they finally ask God, hey, God, who killed JFK? And God goes, it was actually just Lee Harvey Oswald. Like, he was the only person. And the conspiracy theorist goes, this goes deeper than I thought. Even God's a part of the conspiracy. It's like, no, at some point, it's just simpler than you think. That's how this feels. He's created a bunch of true believers who refuse to believe that Trump is a part of the files. And they think there has to be a deeper deep state, a deeper deep state. It's like, no, not at all.
That's the thing that both of Trump's administrations have done, is they've been talking about the Washington elites that are oppressing everybody while they're the ones in power. Like Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, all these different people are hinting at this larger governmental conspiracy. And it's like, well, the governmental conspiracy is you guys right now. Like, you guys are the deep state that's being
talked about.
There's The swamp, drain the swamp. Trump was talking about draining the swamp 4 years into his presidency. And it's like, dude, all of your people right now who do what you say, the Republican Party bends the knee to you at every turn, especially in Trump 2.0. Like, that's the state. You're inventing this sort of invisible system that's oppressing people when you guys are the visible system that's oppressing people. That's definitely one of the strangest things about this whole situation. But again, I am just wondering what is going to happen next, not only with Trump's behavior, but also with the more and more information that's coming out. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was the fact that Trump is really softening up to Ghislaine Maxwell in a way that makes me think that he's hoping if he gets friendly enough with her, she won't blow the whistle on him. And I'm wondering what you think about that.
Yeah, it's really hard. Like, here's the thing. I have trouble seeing a reality where Donald Trump just comes out and pardons Ghislaine Maxwell. Like, that seems like it would be crazy, but we already live in crazy times and Trump does crazy things on a daily basis. So it's totally within the realm of possibility where Ghislaine kind of exonerates him and then incriminates a bunch of Democrats and then just like feeds into Trump's narrative and then somehow gets some sort of reduced sentence or a plea deal. It's within the realm of possibility. But right now, it's hard to tell because Todd Blanche is doing all these meetings behind closed doors. He's done multiple days of them now, and he is softening up. You are right. And it's a scary thing. I just hope that Trump supporters are cognizant enough to realize that if Ghislaine Maxwell is pardoned, there's something deeper going on here. I hope they don't
fall for this. Who's that Todd guy?
Todd Blanche is the deputy attorney general. He's the one that's doing the meetings with Ghislaine Maxwell. It's not Pam Bondi. She's sort of orchestrating it. But Todd Blanche is Trump's personal lawyer. This was Trump's personal lawyer throughout the campaign. So Trump's own guy, his right-hand man, is conducting these behind-the-scenes interviews with Ghislaine. You know how they've been doing sit-down interviews with limited immunity?
Sure.
Yeah, it's Trump's personal lawyer doing this. So, like, my worry is any information coming from Ghislaine will be filtered through the lens of what she wants, then filtered through Todd Blanche, the deputy attorney general, then filtered through the attorney general, Pam Bondi, and then through Donald Trump. So it's like, it's really not a good situation. There's no transparency here.
Well, he's definitely talking about how she's like a sweetie and actually super cool now. He's always been nice to her, but he continues to be publicly saying things that seem to be lending to a narrative of she actually got thrown under the bus. Epstein was bad. But there was an Epstein survivor who recently said on the record that Ghislaine was even worse than Epstein. So while I, you know, don't have enough information to make any of those decisions myself, it is worth noting that her involvement in the quite literal human trafficking that was involved here is very deep. Adam, we'll see where this goes. Thanks so much for hopping on with me today. And everybody, if you have any access to the Epstein files, please do release them. Thanks again, Adam.
Thank you, Cameron. I wish you well.
Okay, well, you know, the Cubs and the Brewers are about to have a series for the next 3 days, and I understand that we fall on different sides of that baseball rivalry, so don't wish me too well, or that's going to blow up in the Cubbies' face. How about that?
It was a callback to what Trump said to Ghislaine right when she went to prison.
Oh, okay.
Wish her well.
Everybody subscribe to the FY Pod channel and to Adam Mockler and all that, and we will be seeing you after the Brewers handily defeat the Chicago Cubs.
Hey.
Thanks, everybody.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.